From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told his Russian counterpart Washington is preparing to take steps to suspend bilateral engagement with Moscow on Syria unless the violence in Aleppo is ended and a ceasefire restored. Kerry spoke Wednesday with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
While we haven't taken any of these steps, we're certainly thinking that through, and we're making preps to do that in the very near future. As you know, we have a team in Geneva, and while they're still there, we've certainly communicated to them that their presence in Geneva may not be the case for much longer.
Russia Wednesday said it was prepared to work with the U.S. on Syria and would send experts to Geneva for talks on normalizing the situation. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon joined the chorus of condemnation following Wednesday's attack on the two largest hospitals in rebel-held Aleppo. Dr. Abd Araman Alamar is part of the Syrian American Medical Association.
M10 hospital was targeted by a pumped barrel, and M2 hospital was shelling by more than 20 shells.
The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross said patients were killed in the attack, medical staff wounded. Those injured in the assault by pro-government forces in rebel-held Aleppo have little hope of getting life-saving medical care. The U.S. Wednesday strongly condemned recent remarks by former South Sudanese first vice president and rebel leader Riek Machar for a return to conflict against the government of President Salva Kiir. The U.S. State Department spokesman Kirby said the past 2.5 years of fighting in South Sudan did not resolve the underlying political disputes. He said Machar's comments indicate a lack of concern for the well-being of the South Sudanese people. He said Washington expects the country's transitional government and opposition to avoid a return to war at all costs. This is VOA News.